The Somali president Friday chose Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarke to lead the newly formed National Unity Government that is the latest hope for raising the Horn of Africa nation to respectability after nearly two decades as a failed state. Sharmarke is the son of a former Somali president who was elected in 1966 and assassinated nearly 3 years later. He was raised in the United States and Canada, holds Canadian citizenship, has worked for the United Nations in Darfur, and most recently has been Somalia's ambassador-designate to Washington. Like President Sheikh Sharif, he is in his mid-40s. Officials close to President Sheikh Sharif say Sharmarke's appointment is intended as a signal to the millions of Somalis living abroad that it is time to re-engage with their homeland. Somalia's former ambassador to the African Union, Abdikarim Farah, who's playing a key role in forming the National Unity Government, says support from the diaspora will be crucial in rebuilding the country after 19 years of anarchy.
During 19 years, 80% of the Somali population went outside of Somalia, from neighboring countries all the way to Alaska, everywhere. This 80% is a lot of population, and they have a lot of contribution to what's happening in Somalia. And obviously, the government should encourage those people to come back. And if the prime minister is also from the diaspora, I think that's one way of encouraging and bringing those people outside in the country. He's a young man. He's never been part of all this warlordism and criminals and all this looting taking place in Somalia. He hasn't been in Somalia for a while. Most of his life is outside of the country. And now we need to see a young people coming into politics. Probably they have energy and new ideas.
Diplomats and observers say the Sharmarke nomination should win easy approval in the newly expanded Somali parliament, where President Sheikh Sharif enjoys strong support. One of Sharmarke's biggest immediate challenges will be the Islamic extremists who control a large part of southern and central Somalia. The head of the main extremist faction, Al-Shabaab, which the United States considers a terrorist organization, was quoted this week calling President Sheikh Sharif's government un-Islamic and a puppet of Western powers. Western and African diplomats, however, warmly welcomed the nomination, calling it a hopeful sign that President Sheikh Sharif, a Muslim cleric, intends to distance himself from his past affiliation with extremist elements and to focus on improving relations with the West. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.